Egypt ends round one of the Constitution draft vote. A Hindu priest is transformed into a church planter. And when does being friends open doors for more? All this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt's state-run media reported early results on the Constitution referendum at 57% yes. There's another round of voting slated for this Saturday, a last-ditch effort to turn the tide toward Sharia law. In an interview with MNN affiliate station KCBI, Sat7's Egypt director Farid Gera says,
"We don't see that it's taking care of the poor, or it gives the women the rights, or the children the rights. So we believe it's not a good constitution."
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their team's been covering the nation's distress, all the while sidestepping the political hot buttons. Gera says unity has developed in the church body, and it's just in time because
we see on the social media, on the television, on the newspapers, a lot of young people especially are losing hope, are not believing in God anymore, and we pray that God would reveal himself to many these days.
Meanwhile, the crackdown on religious freedom in Central Asia continues. Forum 18 says Kyrgyzstan passed some new censorship amendments to its religion law without any public comment.
It's apparently going to increase state control over religious literature and other materials. It really remains to be seen, though, exactly on how this is going to be implemented and carried out.
That's Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association.
This is all part and parcel of something larger that's actually been going on in the so-called Stan countries for some time.
Griffith says anti-religion actions are commonplace in Central Asia.
It seems like the bulk of the pressure has been aimed at the unregistered churches.
Pray wisdom and discernment for God's people in Central Asia.
We need to pray, obviously, as they share the gospel, that the Lord would grant them open doors to be able to do that.
This is Mission Network News. Morningstar News reports police are helping extremists attack Christians in India. It's not unusual, says Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, Orissa, those states in what's called the Hindu heartland, there is a very organized violence against Christians trying to stop the growth of the church.
Believers aren't holding back, though. Straver says hundreds of volunteers want to share the good news.
They just need the training. They need to know how to carry out the ministry, and they need the literature and materials to do it.
Can you help? Go to missionnetworknews.org. Pray that Great Commission work will keep moving forward.
The intention is not really to kill anyone or even to imprison them, but to stop the message from going out. So we pray for courage.
Meanwhile, a man who was formerly a Hindu priest is now a pastor. Vision Beyond Borders says he gave his life to the Lord 15 years ago and is now in the process of building a new church. God's using people who oppose this pastor when he first converted to do physical labor on the new church. The church hopes to begin fellowship at the new center by the end of the year. Pray for the pastor and the church that they'll have an eternal influence on the surrounding community. And how do you share the hope of Christ in an area where 99% of the local population's Muslim? Two missionaries in Africa with the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, start and build friendships that eventually lead to sharing the gospel. They distribute Bibles to anybody who asks, host medical teams, and drill wells. They've also provided desks, textbooks, and Bibles to a private Christian school in town that openly shares God's word. Pray that the friendships they make will turn into opportunities to share the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, with your gift of any amount.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs.
Jesus, born of Mary.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. Time's running out. I'm Greg Yoder.